You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
NFL Power Rankings is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to the NFL Power Rankings podcast presented by Energizer. I'm Dan Hansis and I am flying solo on today's show. Colleen Wolf, my usual co-host, back from Germany but recuperating, which makes sense because literally every photo or video I saw of NFL Network talent in Germany featured a beer in their hand. So that's cool that it works out for them that way. Colleen will be back, if the hangover permits her to. And luckily we can sail along here, a little fireside chat about the power rankings as we enter week 11. And, you know, where we stand right now is a place for me as the power rankings guy of a little bit of uneasiness, because as chaotic as the season has been, I have taken some peace and tranquility from the mantra, the slogan, the saying, it's the big three and a whole lot of let's see. And that big three, of course, and this rolled right through September and October. You had the Bills, who you knew were the cream of the crop. You had the Eagles that were winning every week, and you were like, even if they're not number one, they're locked and loaded number two. You had the Chiefs as the team that were also clearly a Super Bowl contender and above the 29 other teams. And now it doesn't feel that way as much, because while I look at the top three of the power rankings, we're about to take a look at the top 10, you're going to see, yes, the Eagles still in the top three. In fact, still atop. The Chiefs still in the top three. So you have two teams in the top three still, but you got the Bills down at five, and you have all these other teams in the top 10 that feel like they've closed the gap. So let's take a look at it right now. Eagles, even with that loss, and we're going to get into that, I kept at one. The Chiefs up one spot off the win over Jacksonville to two. The Vikings, Yes, a huge win in Buffalo, beating the Bills and the referees to move up to the number three spot, up four. The Dolphins make a charge into the top five with another dominant showing by their offense and a good showing by their D. So they're up eight spots to four. The Bills down 3-5 in a little bit of a funk, obviously. And then you had the Ravens 6, Niners 7, Cowboys down four spots to 8 after failing to get it done against the Packers, the Titans, and Jets rounding out the top 10. And, you know, the Eagles will start here because I think they were overdue for a bad game. Obviously, this is a team that has just cruised through the early portion of the season, and you could make the comment, and certainly I have on the show, to Colleen's dismay, that obviously undefeated is something special if you're taking that into November, but when are they going to really get tested? How are they going to react when they get punched in the mouth? And I think we kind of expected maybe later in the season that would happen, maybe a Titans team who's on the schedule, maybe the Cowboys when they see them again with Dak Prescott, maybe the Giants who have found a way to win week after week this year. But it ended up being, of all teams, the Washington Commanders, who take advantage of Eagles' mistakes, make big plays to stay on the field and keep the powerful Philly offense off it. And they, get a little help themselves from game officials on some controversial calls, and they steal a win away from the Eagles. So, you know, again, citing Colleen, who's nursing a hangover, and we hope she's going to make it through. She kind of said, you know, would it be the worst thing to take a loss if you're the Eagles, because you don't want to get caught flat-footed later in the season when the games matter more, perhaps even into the playoffs. Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore, Eagles fans, because the idea of a perfect season is over. Kick Mercury Morris's bunk bed and tell him to wake up. Why would Mercury Morris have a bunk bed? He's like 75 years old. I don't know his personal setup in life, actually. But wherever Mercury is, maybe it's a waterbed. That kind of makes more sense. I like that. His 1972 Dolphins, they're safe for another year. And it was a strange thing. This is why I keep the Eagles at number one, because I caught a little blowback on Good Morning Football this morning. Why are they still here? Well, first of all, you don't have to drop a team just because they lost. The way they lose matters. And I didn't think the Eagles were exposed in this game, put it this way. I mean, a primetime game can always be funky, and another team starts to believe, and really you could feel that shift in that building, that Washington, who's an inferior team. But their ability to, yes, take advantage of the turnovers, but run 34 more plays than the Eagles. It was astounding. They had the ball for almost 41 minutes. And I think what's the craziest thing, and I'm not going to say fluky because that's not fair to the Commanders, who really did play their butts off in this game, but to possess the ball for over 40 minutes, two-thirds of game time, and average 4.1 yards per play, that's got to be a record. So it wasn't like the Eagles are getting chewed up by a Washington offense. That wasn't quite the case. I thought they played fine. It wasn't like the Eagles offense was bad. In fact, they only had the ball twice in the first half. They scored touchdowns both times. They could have been a little sharper in the second half. The Quez Watkins drop on the 50-yard deep pass that we saw in the fourth quarter, I think that actually, more than anything else, including the Fugazi Brandon Graham personal foul that essentially salted away the win for Washington. Quez Watkins catching that 50-yarder and setting up the Eagles for the win there, only to fumble when he got back up and lose the ball. It did feel like Philly was ready to take control of that game, and they didn't. So it was the Commanders who take command, and yet it felt like the Eagles are going to be fine. They lived for another day. And also, I don't see another team here that really jumps out to me as a true number one. Who's number one in the NFL right now? Let's talk about the Vikings. Okay, so the Chiefs, I like where the Chiefs are. The Chiefs are knocking on the door there. They're right there after that win over the Jags. But it's the Vikings that I think some people are going to naturally say, well, dummy, you have a team that wins every week just about now. The Vikings, who have the same record as the Eagles now. The Vikings, who just beat the Bills in Orchard Park. Pick the Vikings. No, this is my job. I get to choose. I think making a jump up four spots to number three feels right for this team. And I have a lot, again, like with the Commanders, so much respect for what this team did. They overcame a 17-point deficit late in the third quarter and made big play after big play after big play. And that's the case for this team as a team that will matter in January, because they're playing in the postseason. They're going to win this division. The way their record set up, so the way the division is, with the Packers having a terrible start to the year, we will see Minnesota in the playoffs. Now it becomes a chance, now that they're tied, at least in record. Eagles have the tiebreaker because of the head-to-head matchup in week two. You're in a position here where you could maybe get the first seed in this conference, and then you could knock out the wild card round. You could sit that out and then have two home games with a chance to get back to the Super Bowl. That's down the road. For now, I think there's something really exciting brewing here, because Kirk Cousins, who has been the very picture of mediocrity in terms of team success throughout his career, he's always a 500 quarterback. To win 8 of 9 starts and make big throws, he was actually looking kind of like the old Kirk Cousins in the first half of this game, but he got on the same page and started just shredding the Buffalo defense. Justin Jefferson obviously makes the catch of the year. You had a game-changing run, that 81-yarder by Dalvin Cook. Sometimes you forget about how special he is, and that was a reminder that really got this game back into a competitive nature. And then you had Patrick Peterson, you know, a guy that maybe isn't the same dude he was in Arizona, but a ball hawk for sure. So we're going to talk more about the Vikings in a bit with our guest Stacey Dales, who has the NFC North on lock. But let's then spin toward a little conversation about the Dolphins. This is Power Moves presented by Energizer, the Miami Dolphins. I was a little bit slow to come around on the Dolphins. I think in retrospect, I don't have an issue if you look at the arc, if you follow the power rankings, how they made their move up, then down, then back up the board, because you can't minimize what this team looked like without Tua Tagovailoa running the offense. They lost every game, but they've won every game that Tua has started and finished. And if you're a fan of an AFC team, you are afraid of this Dolphins offense, because what they did to the Browns this week, you could say, ah, the Browns, who cares? They're not a big time team. Go look what the Browns did on Halloween night and Monday Night Football against Cincinnati. The Bengals were getting shut out midway through the fourth quarter before a couple of garbage time TDs from Joe Burrow, but they completely shut down a Bengals offense that is explosive and came into that game completely on fire. I know they were without Ja'Marr Chase, but that was a team that got humbled by the Cleveland defense. So see Miami go on the field, score on 6 of their 7 first drives, never punt once, and Tua, listen, people want to get caught up with the Tua thing and who's better, Tua or Herbert or Tua or this or Tua or that. Tua right now is playing like 1995 Steve Young. I'm not saying he is that guy, but you look at his numbers. There was a MVP chant in Hard Rock Stadium during this game that broke out a couple times. And you're like, that's cute, Dolphins fans. But then you're like, wait a second. They are, I believe, a half a game out of being the top seed in the AFC. Tua's stats in 8 starts, has 7 wins. He has 18 touchdown passes, just 3 picks. He's completing 71% of his throws at a staggering 9.1 yards per attempt average, which is league best. This is MVP production. And if he were on the field for that month that he missed after that unfortunate head injury he suffered, he would be, along with the Dolphins, on a record-setting pace. So I don't think it's outside the realm to have Tua in this conversation for MVP. And yet, it's not just the passing game that's been humming. Yeah, Jeff Wilson, brilliant trade by Miami. He had 119 of the Dolphins' 195 rushing yards in this game. And, oh, by the way, the defense, the one thing I was on this show, Steve Weiss, last week pointing to as, keep an eye on that. That might be the thing that holds them back. They really shut down the Browns. Nick Chubb really couldn't get anything going until very late in the game when everything was decided. And it just feels like if Miami's defense just gets to an average level, that offense is going to take them to a lot of wins and into January. There's just one question at this point for me, which is, can this team operate at this efficiency on offense when it gets cold, when you have to get out of Miami? But maybe the goal here is not to leave Miami. You get this win streak cooking for another 3 or 4 weeks, then you could start putting your eyes on the top of the AFC. And then again, just like I was talking about with the Vikings, you know, you skip the wild card round, you get a bye into the divisional playoffs, and you never leave Miami. And oh, by the way, the Super Bowl, It's in Arizona. So Miami controls their destiny to not even have to worry about a cold weather conversation about how their offense would operate. So the Dolphins, I'm afraid of the Dolphins. As a Jets fan, everyone should have a level of trepidation the way they're humming right now. And let's finish our discussion about the top 10 with the Dallas Cowboys. Not to go negative, but listen, you gotta mix it up. That's what we do in the power rankings. The good and the bad must be discussed. And the Cowboys dropped 4 spots to 8. Up 28-14 at Lambeau Field, fourth quarter. A chance to step on the throat of the Packers in their building. An unbelievable opportunity lost, I think, for the Cowboys. Mike McCarthy and his big homecoming. He had a beautiful tan knee-length pea coat. And a matching scarf rolling into the building. And it's just like, this was McCarthy's day. This was Zaddy's day. And Aaron Rodgers says, no, I respect you, Mike McCarthy, but I'm going to destroy you. And I got heat on around the NFL podcast for saying, look out for Aaron Rodgers here. The stuff he was saying on Pat McAfee's show last week. Don't forget that I'm the 2-time MVP, reigning MVP, 4 times overall. The Cowboys were in more danger than I think a lot of people realized in this game, just because how desperate Green Bay was. And you saw that the way they played that fourth quarter. So, you know, the defense not being able to get the big stops, both in the fourth quarter and then on the Packers drive in overtime that ended with the game-ending field goal. It's disappointing, mostly because the defense has spoiled us a little bit. You expect them to close that game out. So it says, I think, a lot about the Packers, but it also tells you that the Cowboys, as good as they've been this season on defense, still have work to do and need that balance. So disappointing effort on both sides of the ball. The offense did not make plays when they needed them. Maybe you could quibble and say, again, I don't like bringing up the game officials, but it was a little bit of a rough week 11 on that front. It could have been a pass interference call on third down in overtime when Dallas was inside Green Bay territory. It was not called, and then Zaddy decides to go for it on 4th-and-3 instead of the long field goal. It doesn't work out, and the game's history. So it's a frustrating loss, but it doesn't make me think that the Cowboys are no good or they're ready for a big tumble. But it is maybe a wake-up call that, again, the league, as we get deeper into the season, teams like the Packers, like the Bucks, that we expected to be good, they might be ready to make a push now. And all these teams that have resided in the top 10 that felt like they were a cut above all these other teams, it's getting tighter. It makes it harder. You think I, after working for 14 hours on Monday, and I sit down on my couch and I just want to watch a nice, calm, let's say 31-14 Eagles win over the Commanders. You know how easier that would have made my job? But that's just the way it is with the power rankings. The NFL wants to make things difficult. They want to keep as many teams involved, and that means the power rankings will always be moving. But I didn't move the Eagles. Thought about it, though. All right, we're just getting started here. Coming up next, Stacey Dales. A longtime favorite will join us to talk about what's going on in the NFC North. We'll talk those Packers, the Bears, Lions, maybe even the Vikings up next.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, welcome back to Power Rankings. Presented by Energizer. Here's 11 through 20. The Bengals off the bye stay at 11. The Bucks up 4 after a nice win in Munich. Up to 12. Giants 13. Got some Giants fans that are annoyed with me. I don't know, but Mike Garofalo, is he a Giants fan? I know he's a tri-state area guy, but he gave me some heat on Good Morning Football. We got the Seahawks down 4 to 14. Pats at 15. Packers up 6 to 16. Commanders up 8 spots after that a great performance on Monday night, knocking off the undefeated Eagles to 17. Chargers down 3. They're so beat up to 18. The Cardinals up 4. Not buying in, but, you know, he took care of business against the Rams to 19. And the Chicago Bears, I don't care if you lose, you get the green arrow up to the top 20. They're making a charge. And speaking of the Bears and the Vikings and the Packers and the Lions, we must now welcome in one of our favorites, Stacey Dales, NFL Network reporter and an all-around great woman. And Stacey, can I just start here? You're wearing a blue denim jacket. Mm-hmm. Are you wearing the fabled Canadian tuxedo? Denim up top, denim down low.
Voila!
There it is. There it is.
Although.
I love Canada.
Although these are black jeans, so it's okay. There's a little contrast there. And by the way, I've been holding out, Kansas. I've been holding out. You know how many people want me to run through Power Rankings? You know, I know there are some competitors out there, but I've been holding out to be with you. And here we are. Finally, man, you love yourself some Chicago Bears and Green Bay Packers. Like, the Packers win one game and you thrust them up 6 spots.
You know what? I think maybe that's a little high, but I think what you're saying, I like the first part of what you were saying better, that there are many imitators in the Power Rankings game, but there's only one old Zeuser Power Rankings. I think, why don't we start? Let's start with the Packers. All right. When I watched that game, and I know Aaron Rodgers talks. So maybe we get to a point where you don't have to, you could tune him out. But when he went on the McAfee show and made the comment, people forget that I'm the reigning back-to-back MVP. And then I was like, man, this is, feels like a spot where the Packers are going to put up a big fight and maybe turn their season around. And then they do it against the Cowboys. I guess I'm buying in a little bit, but that we might see a push for this team now, and they are in consideration for the playoffs, which is why they cracked the top 16. You want to push back on that?
I don't want to push back on it because it's Rodgers, right? I mean, you believe everything you hear on Pat McAfee. Kudos to you. Love that show. But listen, I think with when you have a 147 passer rating in, after five straight losses, and you face the Dallas Cowboys, and you throw with pinpoint accuracy like the MVP, the back-to-back MVP, yeah, I'm going to jump with you six spots because it's Aaron Rodgers. And all of a sudden, the rookie came alive, Christian Watson, we see right here with those three touchdowns, his first game with a passing, receiving touchdown. Which is pretty cool. And then the run game. I mean, they've gone two of their last three games over 200 on the ground, Dan. And I think that shows signs that the offense has finally come together. The pass pro is a little bit better. I'm disappointed with the injuries defensively. Obviously, Stokes and Rashawn Gary are massive losses defensively. But yeah, I'm okay with this jump because it's Aaron Rodgers. And I think maybe this premonition he had that they were going to win this game during the week means some more games down the road. And by the way, the last time they were 4-6 was 2016, I believe. Mm-hmm. They ran the table. Mm-hmm. They finished 10-6 and they made it to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
The power rankings on some level, Stacey, is like the here and now. But I think history, as my great friend Chris Wessling was known to say, history is instructive. And I just believe that they have a run in them. And before we get to the Vikings, I just want to say the Christian Watson development is huge.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that he literally dropped a 70-yard touchdown pass in his first game on the first play from scrimmage. I don't want to make too much of it and make it a narrative-based conversation here, but it really felt like it set the tone for a very frustrating first 2 months. And they've been searching. They've been searching and searching for someone to step up and fill that Devontae Adams void on some level. If he can build off that game, it really does change so much.
Well, the confidence there is, like, I'll continue to use the word massive. I mean, yeah, they haven't had production like that since Devontae had a 3+ touchdown, receiving touchdown performance. And, you know, this is one where you don't want to repeat history. If you're Christian Watson, we remember that drop he had. But the only way to get better in life is to make mistakes. So, hey, he made a couple early. He actually had a couple drops early in that game against Dallas, Dan. And they came to him on the sideline, Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers. They corralled him and said, "We're coming back to you. So you better get ready." And he's going to change the way defenses play the Packers, I think, a little bit because of how good their run game has been with Jonesy and A.J. Dillon. So, hey, we'll see Thursday Night Football. They may even have Randall Cobb back soon. I mean, they're not putting that out of the realm of possibility to kick off Thursday Night Football this coming week.
One thing I struggle with that you said, the only thing, Stacey, is that people make mistakes and they learn from them. And then I look behind you, Stacey, and I see one of the greatest collegiate players of all time in Naismith's great game of basketball, amongst all the other success that you've had in your life and career. And it's like, well, I don't think you've made mistakes. Are you an outlier?
Yeah. No, I'm perfect. I'm perfect. Yeah.
There
and I forget that I played basketball. The only reminder is all the injuries that I have now in my later years. So
you're a warrior.
Thanks for reminding me.
I'm sorry. Well, that wasn't the goal, but we're going to try to move forward. The Vikings.
Yes.
Super impressive, Stacey. And I'm curious, like, listen, I was one of the kind of doubters going into Buffalo. I wasn't alone, but I had no choice but to move them into the top three. Does that game, warts and all, does that game remove any doubt to you that they're a true Super Bowl contender? Or is there still something in the back of your mind like there still is in mine? Maybe, you know the Midwest. Like, that team has so much emotional baggage through the years that you're almost waiting for the other shoe to drop. And yet here they are, 8-1.
Yeah, so Cousins needs to win in the playoffs. And that's, you know, kind of always why there's a little doubt, right? The big games and the big moments and Kirk Cousins, can he get the job done? He's getting the job done this season. It's the KO factor, man. It's the Kevin O'Connell factor. He has an incredible relationship with his new head coach, who coached him previously, as you know, Dan, in Washington, and now he's, you know, at the helm here in Minnesota. I fully became a believer after this game in Buffalo, because I don't know, you've been to Highmark Stadium. This thing is an I don't know if I've seen a tailgate like it. And when you see, you know, because I was there for the Packers game this year and Sunday Night Football, that tailgate is something else. These fans are something else. The Chiefs, the Bills mafia is a real thing. And for them to go in and do what they did and then find ways to win, right? The end of that game was unreal. That's an instant classic. But, looking at the numbers, five games they've won this season trailing in the fourth quarter, right? Kirk is responsible for five game-winning drives this season. They're 7-0 in one-score games, 8-1 for the first time since 2009, right? So they've all bought in. And again, it's the Kevin O'Connell factor. I was in London, and I had the Vikings against, I believe, they played the Saints. And I talked to Delvin Cook during the week and after the game, and he said, all I want to do at this stage in my career is win. And Kevin O'Connell has a special way of teaching why we're doing things, why the offense is what it is, why this play specifically is ran this way. And so I just really think there's a buy-in. The defense is a hell of a lot better than it was over the past couple seasons. Za'Darius Smith is back to his form with Danielle Hunter up front. This thing is really good in Minnesota, and I'm all buying in on them.
Yeah, and there was, again, you know, it's the past, and the past is the past. But, you know, when they get stuffed at the goal line in that game, it just felt like one of those classic, you know, gut punch moments for Minnesota when Dalvin Cook drops the pass at the goal line on a free play. It's like, oh no, that's how we're going to remember this great effort by Minnesota. And yet the fact that they found a way, maybe things are changing for the Vikings.
Question.
Yes.
Are you going to be the next media member to don the Kirk Cousins chains without shirt on? Are you going to be it, Dan? Because if that's the case, I'm going to fly to wherever that is to see it, to witness it.
Here's the problem. Here's the sneaky important part of the chain game is you got to have like a banging bod. And you know, Kirk Cousins' bod is like surprisingly saucy. It's a good bod. And then Patrick Peterson looked like he was cut out of marble. And it just like, I'm not there yet. You know, just give me about six to 8 years with a personal trainer and a dietitian, and I will wear the chains. Let's check back in the mid 2030s. Okay.
Okay. Put a place a wager on that
put
one.
Put a pin in that one. Let me ask you about the Bears, who are also getting better, Stacey, and a lot of that is connected to the quarterback. This feels like even in a narrow loss, and Cairo Santos, make a kick, bud. Make a kick. You feel like this is an important developmental year, transition year for this franchise, and maybe you and I are doing this show, God willing, a year from now, and we're talking about the Bears in the top 10 because now it feels like they got the quarterback who's hitting his stride. Now you just got to have a smart offseason of building. In the here and now, they're competitive and fun on a weekly basis now.
I don't know, Dan, if I've ever seen a fan base, because you know I live in Chicago, that when the loss happens, like they don't leave. Everybody stays put, and they've got their phones out, right? During the game, when Justin Fields has the ball, they're just videoing him. Like, what's he going to do on this next play? Since week five, he's averaging over 100 yards rushing the football. Great. It's insane what he's doing. I'm a little surprised you jumped them up one spot because they're losing and they've lost six of their last seven games. But there's promise and there's hope, unlike I've ever seen in Chicago for this football team. He leads all quarterbacks with 749 rush yards, right? He's thrown 10 passes, though, in six games since week five. This product he's putting and performances he's putting together consecutively is really, really impressive. I love how they've integrated Cole Kmet, the tight end. He's finally scoring this year, which he didn't do last year. And Darnell Mooney is back to form. The run game is the best in the NFL, but you got to win football games. And so when you mention the Cairo Santos kick that field missed extra point, I'm thinking, hey, don't throw a pick six, too. But I'm also looking at it, though, Dan, like, you figured out the run game, okay, in Chicago. Luke Getsy is just, you know, I talked to him a couple of weeks ago about it, and I asked him, when did you decide to put these runs in? And he said, well, we implemented the offense in the offseason, and the runs have always been there. But I'm like, this thing is substantially different. Like, teams are looking at Justin Fields like they would look at Lamar Jackson, as I've talked to opposing defensive players. And because he is just so dynamic, you don't know what is coming big play-wise. And now, in the last three games, they've averaged 30 pass yards per game. So my thing in this Detroit game, let him throw it around. I'm okay with the pick six, to be honest with you, because until he makes that mistake, he's not going to change that decision in the next game in the fourth quarter and win. So I think they're this close in Chicago. So I see why you brought him up one spot.
No, and that's why, because, you know, it is the power rankings, not the power standings, which I always have to remind people of that. And, you know, a lot of the way I frame things as a fan and sometimes as an analyst is through my own Jets fandom. And I was thinking, you know, we passed on Patrick Mahomes because we had Christian Hackenberg. We passed on Josh Allen because we had Sam Darnold. And now, you know, did we pass on Justin Fields because we liked Zach Wilson? Now I'm starting to get those pangs of fan regret because it does feel like Fields might be right there. He's not there yet, as you saw from the interception, his passing game. There's still some ways to go there, but he seems like he might be special. And that's all anybody was talking about, including on the ATN podcast, mm-hmm. when the Bears moved up to get Fields. This is an organization that needed a shot in the arm, and here it is. Wow.
It is an absolute shot in the arm. I mean, what he's doing, he's doing record-breaking things right now. I mean, he's got to span these last five games, 555 yards on the ground running the football. Like, this is insane what he's doing. He's number one most in the Super Bowl era in a five-game span, surpassing Lamar Jackson. Like, it is just, and you could talk about the speed, like it you don't even realize how fast he's going because he's so swift and he's so big. I mean, you're talking about Cam Newton size, but I think, you know, could end up being certainly when you think about Justin Fields and his arm strength, just a hell of an acquisition if he can continue this growth and evolution as the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears. I mean, he's totally changed the landscape in Chicago, at least as of right now.
Absolutely. And finally, like, real quick, because it wouldn't be right to the Lions fans who've put up with a lot of garbage for the past, I don't know, 100 years or so. Let's talk about the Lions real quick. I'm relieved that they have this little two-game winning streak. They get the monkey off their back of winning a road game. All I want, because on the Around the NFL podcast, they're the team of Around the NFL. We like the Lions. We want to see them succeed. I really enjoyed that Hard Knock season. And what we don't want is the second week of January for people like Ian Rappaport, very solemn on Good Morning Football. There has not been a decision made yet on Dan Campbell. We want a nice close to the season that sends the Lions toward a offseason of hope and optimism. Do you sense that they've turned the corner a little bit here?
I think so. I'm going to have them on Thanksgiving, and so I'm really anxious to go and be around their team a little bit because I always take something away, the energy of a team. So when you ask me that question, Dan, let's talk in two mm-hmm. weeks. Maybe you'll have me back for power rankings.
Oh,
how fortunate would I be? but I think the first road victory, I was shocked that is Dan Campbell's first win on the road as the head coach of the Detroit Lions. I know there was a tie in there at one point. I think 1-11-1 or something is the record on the road. I could be mistaken, but I think those were the numbers. I like the talent on this team. I really like the receivers. Obviously, DeAndre Swift, when he's healthy, he's a really good football player. The defense, you did a good job against the Chicago Bears. All you can do is stack wins in this league. And, you know, it's a tough division, as you know. It's a division that runs the football and has, I think, all four teams have given others fits in the NFL this year in terms of how they've ran the ball. So, yeah, you as a Lions fan, I love Dan Campbell. I love, you know, everything he represents as far as how he approaches his players. But wins are wins.
Yeah, eight spots they move up in the power rankings from 29 to 21. And hopefully they keep on moving up. Stacey, yes?
The first step to progress is winning in your division, right? They've defeated the Packers. They've defeated the Bears. We'll see as the season goes on how mm-hmm. they fare against the rest of the division this season.
Stacey, you've said it all. You're in a Canadian tuxedo. I will begin the quest to go Kirko Chains
okay.
starting after the show. a dedication that you'll Beautiful. Be as a great athlete yourself with aching knees or whatever the issues are. I will feel that after the transformation I undergo for you, Stacey.
Thank you for having me.
There she Thank goes, the great Stacey Dales. Thank you to Stacey. We will be right back after this to dig into the bottom 12 of the power rankings. It's going to get sad, but let's go along for the ride.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to exactly. guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of that.
I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, welcome back to Power Rankings presented by Energizer. Here is the bottom of the rankings. Yes, we just talked about the Lions. Yeah, they're in the 20s, but they're up 8 spots to 21. The Falcons down 5. Marcus Mariota is cratering right now, and you wonder how much longer Arthur Smith can deal with that. They're at 22. The Saints are just having a bad year. They're at 23, down 3 spots. The Browns defense does not show up against Miami, but I don't know if anybody's stopping Miami right now. They're down 5 to 24. Steelers get TJ Watt back and get a win, up 3 spots to 25. The Rams down 8 to 26. 27, the Colts up 3, coming off that kind of shocking win over the Raiders. 28, Jaguars. 29, Raiders, down 5. My goodness, we'll get to them. Broncos down 4 to 30. Their quarterback can't play right now. That's an issue. Panthers out of the cellar with that win over Atlanta at 31. And this, the Texans back in their familiar digs. the 32 spot. They have, you know what they have? They have Damian Pierce, who is really good, who's on pace for 1,500 yards this year rushing, but not a lot else. So we'll see what happens there. But let's start by talking the Saints, who a team that, throughout the summer, a lot of buzz around the Saints that they were going to make a push and be a team that could be potentially a Super Bowl contender in the NFC. And I remember saying, I'm wrong all the time, but this one I was right about. I remember a lot of giving a lot of pushback because it's like everyone's forgetting one thing. Number one, and we're talking Jameis Winston at the time, who's barely played after getting hurt early in the season. Jameis Winston is prominently involved with Andy Dalton behind him. There's a ceiling there. And two, Sean Payton's not there anymore. It's Dennis Allen. And I think that's made a huge difference. This is just not the same team. They lose to the Steelers, who are a team that's rebuilding 20-10. And, you know, the drumbeat's only going to grow louder now to get Dalton out of there and put in Winston. But I don't know. I don't think that's going to make a big difference. I think the offensive line is an issue. They struggle to block for Alvin Kamara. They struggle to protect. If you do not protect Jameis Winston, he will throw many interceptions. This is, I know you're not hearing that analysis anywhere else. He will throw many more, and you're going to hear a lot of people saying, oh, what about Andy Dalton again? It's enough. It's enough. Here's what Dennis Allen said, by the way, after Sunday's loss. There's just a lot of different areas that we've got to improve on. Yeah. You know who else you could say that about? The Rams, who are bad. The Rams are bad. It is hard to repeat as a Super Bowl champion, but you don't usually see a team crater like Los Angeles has. I have them down 8 spots. I had them at 18, had them hanging around, kind of like what I was doing with the Bucks and the Packers, because like, well, maybe they figure things out. This team is not going to figure it out. And I know with Matthew Stafford out, it was an uphill climb even against the backup quarterback and the Cardinals. But you got to find a way to win that game. And you got to get beat up and almost blown out, basically, by the Cardinals with Colt McCoy in your building. And I kept waiting for whether it would be Jalen Ramsey or especially Aaron Donald, who I know is still grading out beautifully on PFF and the like. But make a play, guys. Pick up your defense. I know they're extremely frustrated on that defense that the offense isn't doing anything, but where are the game-changing plays? Where are the pick sixes, the forced fumbles, that the defense to give an offense a short field? It's not their fault, but I thought maybe they needed somebody to step up a big play that cashes huge paychecks. They did not do it in that game, and now you have Cooper Kupp moved to injured reserve on Tuesday after sustaining a high ankle sprain on a diving attempt of a bad John Wolford pass. And I don't know. He's out at least 4 weeks. And the way Sean McVay was talking in a logical sense, if the Rams are out of playoff contention, are you going to rush back, arguably your best player? We might have seen the last of Cooper Kupp this season. Stay tuned on that. The Colts, I want to speak positively about a team now. I don't agree with the process of Colts owner Jim Irsay and, the way he handled the firing of Frank Reich. The Jeff Saturday hiring was kind of insane, but also some of the hand-wringing that you heard from the likes of Bill Cowher and thousands of others calling it a disgrace to the game. Whatever. Irsay's the owner. He has a pre-existing relationship with Saturday, and he gets to do what he wants. But what I thought was really unfair after watching the offense hum in an upset of the Raiders in Vegas was that you would fire Frank Reich and then say, all right, now Matt Ryan, a borderline Hall of Fame quarterback, he gets to come back and play. And then on top of it, you get to go against a cratering Raiders team. And, oh, by the way, Jonathan Taylor, the best running back on the planet last year, who's been banged up playing behind a wretched offensive line, all of a sudden looks like 2021 Jonathan Taylor the first time that Frank Reich's gone. I would throw my remote. If I were Frank Reich, and you know Reich's watching that game, I would throw my remote so hard at my flat screen on my wall, it would go through the flat screen, through the wall, and be found lodged in the chimney across the street at Nate's house. That's what would happen for me. And I don't usually lose my temper, but I would if I was Frank Reich. So good on the Colts for, being so professional in that game. The players I'm talking about and the coaching staff for finding a way to really go out there and look efficient. And I'm not saying that the Colts are going to be a team to keep an eye on here, but the fact that they were able to come out of just a chaos-drenched environment in Indianapolis, inside their own walls and outside, and look so well put together in that game. It's a kind of a testament to the players and that remaining coaching staff. And finally, yeah, the Raiders, man. Jeez. What are we doing? You got Josh McDaniels in the midst of another disastrous head coaching gig. And you had Mark Davis, the owner, come out and say Rome wasn't built in a day. And we're going to be, you know, patient with Josh McDaniels, which I get it. And you have Mike Garofalo saying this morning that he doesn't even think that Mark Davis is liquid enough to be able to fire a coach with this many years left on his contract and then make another big hire. So maybe his hands are tied a little bit financially. But you can't say that, you can't do the Rome wasn't built in a day line when you're built. You just traded away future draft picks for a superstar wide receiver. You had this high paid roster with a good nucleus, and you flatlined this season. This is not exactly the same situation as the Lions or the Texans or any other number of teams that are truly in a rebuild. This is a team that has flopped. So ownership showing patience in the head coach is maybe going to calm things down in the locker room, which they probably, it's been a very deeply frustrating, as you saw with Derek Carr's comments on Sunday night season. Maybe they get to relax and breathe and don't worry about people getting fired right here and now. But geez, the Raiders are tempting me to put them at last in the power rankings in a year that there were respected people picking them to beat the Chiefs in the AFC West. It goes to show you, football, it's hard to predict unless you're Tugboat, unless you write the NFL power rankings every week. Landing Tuesday morning, you catch this podcast. Check me out on Around the NFL. We'll welcome back Colleen next week, and we'll dig into another week of madness, chaos-drenched madness, and we like it that way. Till next week, heed the call.
NFL Power Rankings is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.